So anyways, I just want to kind of give you a little overview about our selection here. And obviously, we're honoring and acknowledging, excellence in performance and really kind of historic excellence here. And but beyond that, sports fans, a big part of being a sports fan is how you connect to the athletes that you watch and that you root for. And I think in the case of Peyton, we're talking about he's been in three locations in his career since 1994, Knoxville, Indianapolis, and most recently, obviously, Denver. And in all of those places, he's, his body of work speaks for itself, but the emotional connection that he's kind of established with each of those fan bases and those communities is exemplary, needless to say. I mean, it's easy to throw around the word iconic, and we frequently overuse the word, but I don't think it's unfair to say that certainly in Knoxville he's achieved that status, and in Indianapolis, there's a good case to be made he's still the most popular athlete in Indiana history. And even though he's only been here 2 years, maybe it's a little presumptuous to call him iconic just yet, but he's clearly established a real connection with the fan base, with his team, with his teammates, with the larger community out here. And all of those things embody what we look for in a sportsman. And before I turn over to questions, it's if you were to ask a 7 or 8 year old kid what's an example of sportsmanship, I think I don't think you could ask for a more obvious example than when, after a really tough loss last January, he took the time out to go speak with Ray Lewis. He waited around patiently, and that alone isn't the reason we chose him as Sportsman of the Year. It's not even one of the primary reasons we chose him. But I think it speaks to the type of athlete and individual that Manning is, and that is Sportsman of the Year, our 60th. So right now, I'm happy to answer any questions that you guys might have, and anything you'd like to ask.
You do, not always, but often this award goes to champions.
Right.
And he kind of lacks that, at
Right.
least this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair question, and one I anticipated. This is my second year in this position. I mean, it's actually my 14th month, my second sportsman. I think it's easy. I don't like the idea of narrowly defining a sportsman based on what he's done in the last 12 months. I think you can take somebody's collective body of work and everything that they've established throughout their careers. The first sportsman after the first two sportsmen at SI after I came to Sports Illustrated back in the early 90s were Arthur Ashe and Don Shula. And neither of them were champions that year, but I think kind of their collective body of work is what we're rewarding here. And in the case of Peyton, I think it's reflexive to say, wow, they were upset in the first round of playoffs way back in January. He hasn't won a Super Bowl yet this year. But to accomplish what he's accomplished not over, the last, what is it, 17 years, now in the NFL, but really, what he's accomplished since having four very serious neck procedures in the last 2 years. I am not of the belief, I'm not a strict constructionist when it comes to sportsmen, and that it has to be based on winning a championship.
How long does it take to arrive at a selection? And did it take longer than it usually does, or was it?
Well, I think we kind of have a rolling selection process throughout the course of the year. We'll start thinking about it early in the year because, at the very start of the year, you have the BCS National Championship. You have the Super Bowl early in the year, and those are the types of events that can inform a sportsman decision. And throughout the course of the year, you'll have plenty of others. And we'll start throwing out probably around the late spring, early summer. We'll start engaging this exercise of like, if the year ended today, who would our Sportsman of the Year be? And obviously, a lot of things happen throughout the course of the year that kind of force you to rethink. I remember, having discussions after Phil Mickelson won the British Open in the way he won it. Is this a sportsman of the year? It's certainly worthy of the discussion after a performance like that. Miguel Cabrera, before he got hurt near the end of the year, was pursuing a second straight triple crown. That's worthy of being in discussion. Football's interesting because you have the Super Bowl at the start of the year, But then you start a whole new season much closer to sportsmen. And, you know, we make the selection, you know, we probably settled on Peyton about a month ago when, you know, the Broncos were about 9-1, I want to say, about at that point. And you do cross your fingers because any number of things can, you know, all of a sudden his game can just collapse, you know. He can have a season-ending injury. So there's a little finger crossing that goes in all this. You know, one of our, you know, we had two very strong candidates this year from baseball, Mariano Rivera, who kind of embodies a career of excellence, even though his season was strong, but, you know, it might not have been considered one of his five best. You know, and David Ortiz, you know, and what he kind of symbolized for the Red Sox kind of towards the end of the season, and how he was kind of the face of a team that went from worst to first. All of these things can be, it's a very difficult process every year, and one it's challenging, but we really enjoy the process of it.
In those kind of situations, you tend to have people in the room who will advocate for one person, and a lot of times it might not be the person that you end up choosing. How do you guys come to a consensus?
Well, in the end, I just, you know, they have one vote, and I have one more than the rest of the room. No, I'm joking. That's just not true. It's not true. You know, back in October, I gathered, towards the end of October, I gathered about 17 senior editors across our platforms at Sports Illustrated, including my boss, Paul Fickenbaum, who's the head of the Timing Sports Group, and we just kicked it around the room. And I won't say what the exact tally was, but there was a strong consensus for Peyton as this year's sportsman. And, you know, a couple of weeks later, the Red Sox won, and, you know, the World Series the way that they wanted, and, you know, we rethought it a little bit, but, you know, we're very comfortable and confident in our selection.
Congratulations on not picking a Yankee and Red Sox, by the way.
I'll tell you, you know, whoever you choose, there's going to be a broad population out there that's going to tell you why you're 100% wrong. So. He's definitely been somebody who's been in the discussion a number of times. It's kind of hard, you know, he's hasn't had a losing season in his career in which he's been healthy. You know, all the numbers that he's put up, really that kind of the consistency of his excellence has made him, you know, I can't say specifically, I'd really have to kind of rummage through each year to tell you, but this isn't the first time his name has come up. It's not the second time. It's not the third time his name's come up.
Last night, I don't know if it was on the broadcast
or what
it was, that it's almost like a lifetime achievement.
He did, and
with Peyton more so than just 2013.
Yeah, it definitely is, and I think I alluded to this before, but I don't want to conflate the idea of a lifetime achievement award as kind of diminishing everything that he's accomplished in 2013. And, you know, we're absolutely honoring him for everything that he's done throughout his career. It would be foolish of us not to recognize that and include this here. But just look at those numbers. Look at the direction he's taking this team. And like I said, I don't think you need a championship necessarily to validate everything that he's accomplished.
This issue here, how does it do? You got the swimsuit issue.
Right.
And then is this somewhere in the top five?
Sportsman, yeah. It does very well. It does very well. Nothing touches the swimsuit issue. Yeah. I mean, frankly, from a commercial standpoint. But no, it's definitely one of our franchise issues, and it's one of our signature events. It's more than just an issue. It's an event. It's a part of the broader discussion. You know, the media discussion, the social discussion that exists out there, and it's something that we take very seriously to reflect that, and you know. If you look at the response and the discussion and debate surrounding our choice, you know, since we made the announcement, I guess about 8 o'clock Mountain last night, it gives you an idea that it's something that it means a lot to a lot of people, you know, not least of all us.